Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Eugene Meltzner here, inviting you to join today's assemblage of characters and myself for an extended period of discovery, imagination, and exhilaration. Excitement, that is. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
What's the use in taking a bath? I'm just going to get dirty again.
Get away from me.
The pain of self-sacrifice is quite stimulating.
I don't care.
Of course, there's no reason to be afraid of the earth blowing up.
Okay, well, who wants cheesecake?
You are not going to talk to me like that, Zachary. I'm your mother, and you will treat me with respect.
But I'm sick of it!
If you have something to talk to me about, fine. We'll discuss it like human beings. But until you learn to control your temper, I have nothing to say to you.
It's not fair!
Fair has nothing to do with it. It's your attitude. Now you stay in this room until you're ready to behave.
Mom!
No discussion. That's final. Oh, I don't get it, Zach. We're Christians now, both of us. Things are supposed to be different.
Erica, you're doing it wrong.
I am not.
You've got the switch going the wrong way.
I've played with this train before.
You don't know what you're doing. Just give me the control.
No, I was here first.
Come on! What did I tell you?
Well, you don't have to yell.
Well, if you would have just given me the controls to begin with, now you probably broke it.
Fine, take the controls. You can have your little train.
What's going on up here? Wait a second, Erica. Are you okay?
I will be okay when I get away from him.
Everything all right, Zach?
Yeah.
Is there a problem I should know about?
No. Well, yes.
Go on.
I'm just not getting this Christianity stuff. I don't know, maybe I just didn't say the right words or something.
What makes you think that?
I had another fight with my mom last night. I keep on getting into arguments with everybody, and I know it's my fault.
Well, you can't expect everything to change overnight. These things take time.
But I'm not getting any better. I mean, isn't that the point? Aren't you supposed to become a better person when you become a Christian?
Well, like I said, it takes time.
Well, I'm beginning to think I'm never going to be able to do it.
No, you won't be able to, not by yourself.
You mean you're going to help me?
Well, I'll do what I can. In fact, I'll be starting a Bible study for new Christians soon, seeing we have so many around here lately. But I think you also may need some help from someone more important than me.
Oh. We're going to pray, aren't we?
I think that's a pretty good idea.
Steady.
Eugene?
Whoa! I'll be in the Bible room, Miss Kendall. Enter carefully, please.
There you are. Oh. Eugene, what are you doing?
Elevating the Tower of Babel display.
You're going to kill yourself on that rickety old ladder.
Well, it was the only one immediately available to me. Besides, I have an alternative plan to escape injury should the ladder fall.
Which is?
Hurling myself into the soft grass of the Jericho display and then transitioning into the medically approved tuck and roll method onto the beanbag sheep of the David and Jonathan display. I believe that strategy will prove the least damaging both to the displays and to my person.
Yeah.
Well,
or you could have asked someone to come up and hold the ladder for you.
Hmm? Oh, yes, I suppose that would work as well.
Here, let me help.
Oh, thank you.
Have you had a chance to read any of that book I gave you?
Oh, yes, the book for new Christians. Mm-hmm. I finished it last week. I'll return it to you post-haste.
You finished? Already? How'd you like it?
It was quite engaging.
Engaging?
Yes, an enjoyable read.
That's it? What else? Did you learn anything? Didn't it help you at all?
Well, it helped me in the sense that it didn't hurt me.
What does that mean? That was the first book Whit gave me when I became a Christian. It helped me a lot.
No offense, Miss Kendall, but I don't believe I benefited from the book as much as you did.
Why not?
I simply found it a bit trite. The chapter on faith was terribly elementary. Perhaps it would be a good source for brand new Christians.
Well, that's exactly what it is, and exactly what you are, Eugene.
Well, yes, but I was well versed in the fundamentals of Christianity before I became a Christian.
Sure, but being well versed isn't the same as understanding.
Exactly, and that is why I want you to know that I am completely open to any new resources that you might have for me to help me with my understanding.
As long as it's on your level.
Precisely.
Then what are you doing Tuesday night?
Tuesday?
My Bible study. Jack wanted to set up something for Zachary and his mother to come to since they're brand new Christians, and since you're a new Christian, too. You want to come?
Well, certainly.
You don't want to.
Oh, it'd be a pleasure.
You think you'll be bored, huh?
Nonsense. I'm sure it'll be refreshing and enlightening.
All right, then. Starts at 7 o'clock.
I'll be there.
Okay.
Woodley.
Check out.
Okay, and that'll be due on the 22nd. Thanks.
Erica.
Yes?
Where's the checkout person?
I'm the school library aide today. You check out here.
Oh, okay. Then can I check out this book?
I'm sorry, but there is a man here who's in front of you. A teacher at this school, in fact. You can't just hop to the front of the line.
Oh. Sorry.
It's all right. I need to renew this book.
All right, Mr. Lucas. Othello.
Yes, Othello, actually.
Using this in one of your classes?
I'm just reading a few scenes from it tomorrow. It's a play by Shakespeare.
Oh, that should be exciting. Didn't they make a movie out of this?
Yes, I believe so.
Somebody dies, right?
Yes.
I think I saw it.
Come on.
Do you know the library guidelines for renewing a book?
Yes, I've done it before.
You're allowed 2 renewals. But the second renewal can be denied if someone is waiting for the book.
He said he's done it before.
He's right, I have. Are you done checking me out?
Sure am.
Good.
Before you go, would you like to try a little paperclip contest?
Your what?
If you guess how many paperclips are in this jar, you can win a pizza party for your class.
My class doesn't need any pizza.
Oh, come on. Your class will love you.
Look, could you just give me my book?
It doesn't cost anything to guess.
Erica!
Okay. 150.
Mr. Lucas, you're way off.
Erica, would you just let him go? I need to check out this book.
There's someone in front of you. Would you please wait your turn, Zachary?
You're doing this on purpose to get back at me for the other day.
Library policies are very complicated, Zachary.
My book.
If you don't check my book out right now, I'm gonna call the librarian and report you.
All right. Here's your book, Mr. Lucas.
Thank you.
Okay, Zachary. Interesting. A guide for new Christians. Guess you'll be renewing this one a couple of times.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have yelled at you.
It's okay. You know our renewal policy?
Yes.
You want to guess the paper clips?
No, thank you. Just the book.
You got it.
So anyway, I did it again. I lost my temper. I don't think this is going to work out. I can't be a Christian. I'm not doing anything right.
Well, that's not true, Zachary. I mean, you did apologize to her.
I guess.
Do you think you would have apologized before you became a Christian?
Probably not.
Well, there you go. That's progress.
Yeah, Zach, don't be so hard on yourself. I really do see some changes in you, just in your general attitude.
Plus, you're aware of what you need to work on. That's the first step. But just as you said yourself, there's still room for improvement, and you'll be tested again. The important thing is you be prepared for that.
Okay.
All right. Good. How about you, Eugene? How's your spiritual walk going?
Oh, well, I don't wish to be inaccessible, but I really have nothing of consequence to say. To be perfectly honest about it, my spiritual life is going very well. I spend most of my evenings studying the Bible in various commentaries. I have also been working my way through some of the books of the ancient biblical scholars, Augustine et alii. I find it all very fascinating, and I'm really having no noteworthy difficulties whatsoever.
So, you don't have any questions, concerns, problems?
None whatsoever.
Okay, so I guess we're done. I've got some snacks over there if you're hungry. Why don't we just bless the food and go and eat?
Sure, okay. Sounds great.
Would you like to lead us in prayer, Eugene?
Delighted. Dearest Elohim, we know that you were with the army of Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 1 and following. And when he prepared his army to battle the Ammonites, which were of a great multitude, you told them not to fear. And though the Hebrew is slightly ambiguous in a few of the verses in this passage, we know you tell us the same. And we remember this today when we battle the Ammonites of anxiety, the Jebusites of injustice, the Perizzites of pride, and yea, the Syrians of sinfulness. Glorious Yahweh, we see in Paul's letter to the Thessalonians how he uses eschatological references as the basis for hope that determines the nature of daily life. And in a sense, we should do the same. And we ask these things in the name of our precious Redeemer and Savior, Jesu Christe, Emmanuel, i.e., God with us. Amen.
Okay, I guess that qualifies as a blessing. So, Eugene, why don't you start the line for the food?
No, thank you. I'm not eating anything.
Well, how come?
Well, actually, I can't. You see, I've been fasting for the last 22 hours, and I am attempting to go a full day without eating anything but water and vitamins.
You're fasting?
Yes. It's been a remarkably exhilarating experience. The pain of self-sacrifice is quite stimulating. I would highly recommend the exercise. Have you ever done it, Miss Kendall?
Yeah, sure. Once, a while ago.
Do you have any specific reason for the fast, Eugene?
As a matter of fact, yes. I'm attempting to curb the temptation to take what I have for granted, and at the same time to understand the plight of the underprivileged. Not everyone in the world has 3 meals a day, as do you and I. Alas, most of the world eats just a few times a week.
Okay, well, who wants cheesecake?
Everyone going on the field trip to the Science Museum. This is the bus. Let's hurry. Single file, please.
Hi, anybody sitting here?
No.
Go ahead. I'm Glenn.
Zachary.
Aren't you usually in a wheelchair?
It's folded up behind the driver there.
I see. Going to the Science Museum?
Yeah, that's why I'm on this bus.
Oh, sure, of course. I've been there before.
Yeah?
Yeah. They've got an 8-pound snail.
8 pounds, huh?
Biggest one on record. And I heard they found it right here in Odyssey.
Really?
Makes you wonder where the rest of the family is, huh?
What?
I mean, the snail's gotta have a family, right? And where are they? Could be anywhere. Could be in your backyard. Can you think of anything worse than getting attacked in your own backyard by a family of 8-pound snails?
No. I can't think of anything worse.
Neither can I. Did you just see that?
See what?
The bus driver just ran through a stoplight.
I didn't see it.
I don't think he did either. Don't tell anybody this, because it may cause a panic. But I read somewhere about faked vision tests for driver's licenses. It said something like 40% of all bus drivers in this country are legally blind.
You're just chock full of pointless information, aren't you?
Just telling you what I read. I mean, we still have a 60% chance.
Look, I don't care how... I just don't believe that's true.
Suit yourself. I just thought you should know, though. You being in the death seat.
The what?
You're right above the gas tank. You'll be the first to go. Of course, that might actually be a blessing. You're pretty cool.
Thanks.
You mind if I kind of hang out with you today?
What? Well, no, I don't mind. That'd be great.
Yeah, it sure would.
Patience.
What was that?
Nothing.
And this is our planetarium, showing our solar system and its 9 planets. The planets are, of course, revolving around the sun as well as rotating on their own axes.
This model's actually a little off.
I don't care.
If it were completely accurate, it would be showing the Earth slowly moving closer to the sun, and the outer crust of the Earth getting hotter and nearly exploding.
I don't care.
Of course, there's no reason to be afraid of the Earth blowing up.
Get away from me.
Nuclear holocaust should get us a long time before that.
I don't care.
This display shows you what happens when a volcano erupts. Let me push the button. The liquid coming out of the top is what is called molten lava. This scalding substance...
Boy, Odyssey is sure due for one of these, huh?
Odyssey doesn't have any volcanoes, Glenn.
They can pop up anywhere, even in your backyard.
Will you please get away from me?
Do you have volcano insurance?
No, of course not!
Because I don't think a regular homeowner's policy covers that.
I don't care! I told you to get out of my face! You're driving me nuts!
Excuse me, is there a problem? I'm just saying, it doesn't hurt to be prepared.
Go away!
Don't panic, it's not real lava. Let me help you.
No biggie, I'm okay, I'm okay.
I'm sorry.
Not as sorry as you're going to be, young man.
You pushed someone into a volcano display?
Well, I didn't mean to push him that hard.
Well, why were you pushing him at all?
Well, it was just... I lost my temper.
Yes, I guess you did. You know, I'd hoped we were past this, Zach.
Yeah, me too.
I really don't know what to say.
Don't say anything. It's hopeless. I can't do it. I can't be a Christian.
And so, in conclusion, those are the basic things that you need to know.
Really? That's easy.
Precisely.
Thanks a lot, Eugene.
You're welcome, Erica. And anytime you need some advice and or answers, simply inquire.
I will. Hi, Mr. Allen. Bye, Mr. Allen.
Oh, hi. bye.
Thanks for the help, Eugene.
Certainly.
You helped Erica?
Indeed. She was studying a Bible lesson on wisdom, and she was confused about the difference between wisdom and knowledge. I took the liberty to set her straight.
Set her straight?
Yes. Apparently, she was performing this trite little exercise whereby she browsed through the Proverbs and...
Wrote down the definitions given there.
Exactly. How did you know?
I gave her that trite little exercise, Eugene.
Oh.
I thought it might be better than just telling her directly.
Oh, yes. Well, I can see the benefits of that as well.
Mm.
Mr. Allen?
Zachary!
I just wanted to return this Bible you gave me.
Why?
I don't need it. I give up on being a Christian.
What?
I can't get it right. How can I be a Christian when I keep on messing up? I lost my temper and threw a kid into a volcano.
Pardon me?
You did what?
Never mind. Here's the Bible.
So you're just gonna give up?
Yeah. I mean, what's the use?
What's the use? Interesting logic. Of course, I guess that logic can be applied to pretty much anything, can't it? I mean, what's the use in taking a bath? I'm just going to get dirty again.
What are you talking about?
Isn't that your logic? Why become a Christian? I'm just going to blow it again?
I don't understand.
Well, let me ask you a question. If every Christian in the world just gave it up after they did something wrong, how many Christians would be left?
Well, not very many, I guess.
Close. The answer is none. Everyone sins, Zachary. Every person who's ever become a Christian has gone through the same thing you're going through. That includes myself.
Yeah, but it's easier for you. You're like a super Christian.
Oh, no, that's not true. It isn't easy for me at all. For example, when I became a Christian, I had a hard time obeying my parents. Seems I was always getting into trouble with them.
Really?
Yeah. But I stuck with it, and soon I was obeying my parents much better. And you know why I stuck with it?
No, why?
Because someone told me about a thing called grace. It means God forgives us and gives us every chance to start over. Of course, that doesn't mean you can keep on losing your temper without consequences. But God will help you with self-control if you want it. My question is, do you want it?
Yeah, I do.
Then it really would be a shame to give up now.
But what if I still don't get it right?
I think you will.
Well, I guess I could give it another shot.
Good.
Thanks. Well, I better get going. I'll see you, Mr. Allen.
Goodbye, Zachary.
Farewell.
Bye, Eugene.
Oh, Zachary.
Yeah?
Your Bible.
Oh, thanks.
Ah, poor kid. It's been tough for him.
Indeed. Although I must admit I'm finding it hard to empathize with his situation.
No, why?
Frankly, I can't understand his feelings. My salvation experience was so seamless that I hardly even appreciate what he's been experiencing. I'm quite thankful that my Christianity began at the high plane that it did.
Oh, I'm sure you are. Yes. Which brings me to something I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh?
Yeah, we've been impressed with the enthusiasm you show as a Christian.
Well, thank you, Mr. Allen.
I just wish you would impress us a little less.
I beg your pardon?
Let me ask you this. Is there anything in your Christian life that you think you need to work on?
Well, certainly. I could never say that I have, for lack of a better word, mastered the faith.
May I ask in what areas you think you may need work?
Well, I haven't really given it much thought.
But you see, that's what concerns me. Eugene, there's no question that intellectually you're very proficient in your knowledge of the Scriptures. But knowledge of the Scriptures doesn't mean much if it doesn't penetrate your heart.
Oh, I agree completely. So what precisely are you saying, Mr. Allen?
You heard me mention grace a minute ago.
Yes.
Well, God's grace works best in a particular setting. You just saw it with Zachary. And I think it's something you could work on, if you're interested.
Well, of course. What exercise do you propose?
Oh, not an exercise, Eugene. A process.
Meaning?
Take all the Scripture that you know and put it into a humble heart.
Anyway, I think I'm doing a little bit better now.
Good for you, Zachary.
In fact, I've been doing a bunch of things to help me learn patience.
Like what?
Well, making myself wait for things. Like, I get in long lines of school instead of in the shortest ones. And I even asked Glenn to be my partner when I entered the hobby fair.
Oh, and don't forget eating an entire plate of peas with a knife.
Oh, yeah, I did that, too.
Rather impressive.
That's such a unique way to learn patience. Huh? You think it's helped?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been getting mad or anything. I guess I'll find out when a real test comes.
All right. Eugene, how about you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I had prepared an exegetical study of the book of Nehemiah, which I was planning to present tonight. But in light of my conversation with you, Mr. Allen, I have decided against it. Indeed, it would have been, to borrow the colloquialism, showing off. So instead, I would now like to present my heart.
Your heart?
Yes. I would like to give you my personal testimony.
Oh!
As it relates to the hermeneutical study of the resurrection narratives.
Oh!
Let me quote from biblical scholar Augustine. I probed the hidden depths of my soul and wrung its pitiful secrets from it. And when I mustered them all before...
Well, Zachary, looks like you're gonna get your real test.
I take it all back. I don't think I'm ready for this.
And gave way to the tears which now streamed.
The Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, tells the story of two men. One was a very proud religious man who prayed out loud in public just to impress those around him. He thanked God that he was better than others. The other man was a tax collector. He was hated by many people because of the way he cheated them out of their money. When this man prayed, he wouldn't even look up to heaven because he felt he wasn't worthy to. He asked God to forgive him for all the sins he had committed. In today's adventure, Eugene was a little like the proud religious man. They both had a great knowledge of the Bible and could impress those around them, but they were both missing something too, a heart that trusted in God and not themselves. Zachary was a little like the tax collector. Both of them knew that they sinned and didn't think they were worthy to be called Christians. What they both needed to know was that God forgives them and loves them. In any of these cases, the important thing to remember is that we need God in everything we do. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Do for a Change was written by Marshall Younger and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Mark Brewery, and our executive producer was Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.